The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. By the way, you can call into the show tonight just as Tommy did in the last hour from Glasgow. Why did he sound so crisp and clear? He was on Skype. And you can do the same thing. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. It will be approved and will be easy for you to call from that point forward. Coming up still, we have been teasing all night Derek J's story about a teacher in, was it Florida? Where was this?
Yes,
Florida. She's a government school teacher. She's committing civil disobedience. We'll explain what that's about here in moments after we continue with your calls and thoughts. Kevin, listening in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
What's on your mind?
Calling about the United Nations General Assembly taking place in New York City. So I work at a very large hotel in New York City, and we are hosting many of the countries that are present. And it's just insane to see how much money gets wasted by these countries that are considered third world countries and just spewing the money that they collect from their, you know, from their citizens.
I had this experience.
Things.
Yeah, I was in New York City. And it's been it's been years, like 15 years, and I can't remember what the country was, but it was some crappy, awful country in Africa that we're talking about. You know, the people are very, very poor, and I don't mean to say that the people, you know, there's nothing wrong with people; they're just poor. But these people had a a beautiful, brand new BMW 7 Series from that year, and the diplomat from Africa had to drive in a very nice 7 Series BMW. Well, I'm sure the people there, I think it was someplace that was experiencing a famine at the time. I can't remember who it was, but Uganda comes to mind. I don't know.
So what are you seeing, Kevin? What experiences are you having there as working at this hotel?
Well, today was the big arrival, but what happens is the group pays for all the rooms the night before that sit empty just to make sure they get in, you know, whatever time they happen to arrive. So you're talking thousands of dollars per room that normally aren't even that much. It's just the prices go up because it's busy in New York City. So thousands of dollars per room. Instead of people like sharing rooms that are with these delegations, they all have their own individual rooms. When there's no reason that they couldn't be sharing. Besides that, you have all the Secret Service that's in addition to their own security. So there's just Secret Service and state, like Homeland Security, just all over the hotel. Most of the time, they're just sitting on the driveway, like smoking and eating, just waiting for something to happen. But you just look all around you and just wasted money for really no reason, it seems like. And they have no sense of money. Whenever they ask for something, we say, okay, it costs this much money. They just say, okay, put it on the bill.
Put it on the tab.
No regard at all.
So who's paying the bill? Is it the UN or is it the individual countries that are involved?
It's the individual countries.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just very disruptive to the hotel. You know, they're just...
What does one do... I'm sorry. What does one do if one doesn't like the price of something? You're saying that they just say put it on the bill. What the hell are they going to say if it's not just put it on the bill?
Well, like for example, we have suites that are like living rooms. They're called like parlor rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So for whatever reason, they need the furniture moved around. Now all that stuff costs money because we work in a union environment and all that extra labor. So instead of them doing it themselves, they say Put it on the tab, so it's thousands of dollars to like clear furniture out of a room instead of them moving it around themselves. Or we're a non-smoking hotel, and they know it's $250 if you smoke. Yet they don't care; they all smoke anyway. So they just charge us to the room.
Wow.
So it's just terrible to see, and they, you know, the Secret Service has metal detectors set up in the hallway, so me and my employees go through it every time.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Wait, say they added security to your hotel and you as an employee now have to go through it because some customers decided that?
Yep. Well, it's It's the Secret Service that decides.
Oh, well,
that
they're very special customers. Oh, okay.
Oh, very special. I mean, you have like prime ministers and, you know, presidents of other countries staying there. So this is their
security
email.
They have fancy hats.
Which, it's funny because the countries that are joining us, they hate having the Secret Service there. So they'll lie to them about times that they're going in and out of the hotel to try and avoid them. Or they'll try and get keys made from
those
rooms.
Does that work? Can you just fool the Secret Service? Yeah, I'm
it
leaving at 5.
Really easily. Yeah, it says, oh, we're coming to the hotel this time, and then we go out another entrance, so they leave it another time. It's really embarrassing.
Wow.
You know, they have dogs. They have bomb-sniffing dogs for every day that the room gets serviced. So, you know, other guests are like, oh, it's kind of weird to see these giant, scary dogs here. You know, people
right, so that's why you're saying this is disruptive. That's when you were saying this was disruptive, meaning that the other guests are inconvenienced due to these bureaucrats.
Big time. You know, it's scary to walk into a hotel lobby and just see people with guns just standing there, you know?
In New Hampshire, that happens. In New Hampshire, it's not scary to walk into and you'll see people with guns. But it would scare me to go into a hotel and have to go through a metal detector. That would make me really uncomfortable.
I'd turn right around.
Yeah.
That's not every guest. It's just certain floors, but it's still just a huge disturbance to the
hotel. Do you have to take off your belt and stuff?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
like
a metal detector, so it's a real inconvenience. I mean, you've got metal on you, presumably.
Yeah, I don't know what they do with the information, but they collect the names of the like housekeepers that work on those floors. I don't know if they do clearance checks on them or whatever it is to make sure they're okay to be on the same floor. But there's just so much information that we just give over freely, and it's hard to stomach sometimes.
I bet. Now, this is not the first year that you've been involved in this operation with this UN event.
No, it's my second year.
Okay, and you're not the only hotel that they're doing this in. There are multiple hotels?
Correct. Yes, we only have 14 of the countries. I know of other hotels that have other countries as well.
And is Manhattan, I presume, is where this is happening?
Yeah, I mean, they shut down the streets as, you know, prime ministers and presidents are coming in, and, you know, you're talking about major streets like 42nd Street and, you know, Park Avenue and things like that.
Damn.
So I have guests that call me, they're like, I can't get to the hotel because the street's closed down. You know, they're in a taxi, you know, they have to walk 3 blocks with their luggage just to get to the hotel because the street's shut off.
Ian, was it the 9/11 attacks that we got stuck out on the island at City Island? Because I couldn't get off the island when Bush was staying at the colony, and I can't remember whether it was just before that or what it was.
But I don't think that was 9/11.
It was literally hours where I'm just like sleeping on the couch in the program director's office.
Wow. Hey, Kevin, anything else you want to share from your experience?
That's all. Thank you, guys.
Good call, man. Thanks for the info. Appreciate the inside scoop there. Very interesting. All kinds of waste, and I'm sure he's only seeing a fraction of it as well in his role there. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. James.
Yeah, I love how you have this caller earlier that wonders if I'm for real. But it never occurs to you when he asks a question about the Islamic State, you three anti-statists who like to think that we created them. It never occurs to you that it's actually in, I know it's in their name. They're called the Islamic State for a reason. And young Americans, jihadis going around that part of the world, chopping people's heads off and raping women that aren't Muslim. Predates any young Americans being in that part of the world by over 1,200 years. So I think.
Well, come on, for God's sakes, James, it's not like the Christian world didn't chop people's heads off.
Now, Mark? By the way, Mark, plenty of Union soldiers wrote back home to mommy and dad.
You know, I really don't care what you say. You're the most vitriolic, messed up, mentally ill man I know. You know, the most dangerous thing in your hand isn't TNT or a gun. It's a telephone. Because your ideas are so messed up, James. You're such a twisted individual. God.
Name one.
Name one what?
Let me respond to it. Name one, Mark.
Name one what?
I'm vitriolic. I'm not the one that posts Facebook pages by the name of Mark Edge about you or about with my name on your Facebook page to make fun of you. Call me vitriolic. Hey, dude, my conscience is clean, and I'm not sleeping with a teenager.
The only reason your conscience is clean is because you are a twisted sociopath.
So don't make fun of me, Mark Edge. By the way, name an argument that you want to have with me and be my guest and let me have the last word. Go ahead, Mark, but I want to talk to your good little dog, Derek J., who calls me crazy.
Go ahead. God, I hate this dude.
Hey, man. You don't just get to hang up on somebody
that. Yeah, I can. I hate him. Sorry.
No, you don't get to do that.
Sorry.
You're not in charge of the phones around here.
Not on this. Not when you're in the first seat. Nope.
Yeah, so don't do that again.
Can't stand him.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You know what, Mark? He's getting to you, and that's exactly what he wants. So you're giving him everything that he wants. And same thing for everybody that calls in and talks about him as well. Every time somebody calls about him, it's like summoning him. Get over it.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com. Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And bring up whatever is on your mind. You can also join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there. They're totally free. freetalklive.com. Something else free, a pound of free coffee. Some of the best coffee out there.
That's right. It's Buzzbox Coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% great Arabica beans. You can get a free pound by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. And you sign up for a subscription there, and that subscription, when you continue to get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, you don't have to. You can cancel anytime you want. But if you continue to do that, we're going to be able to use the a certain amount of the proceeds to give microloans through Kiva to people around the world. We've already helped people in Uganda and Gaza and Croatia, Peru, and a variety of other places. And we would love to add you to the list of people that are helping. Because not only, once these things are paid back, then we're able to give them to more people. Compound your help. These aren't handouts to people. These are hand-ups. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. Derek J. has a story to share out of Florida, where one government school teacher is not doing what she's told.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. Both my parents come from the world of public education, and I hear stories, anecdotal, about all of this standardized testing, and it always seems to be more and more every year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in school, being introduced to these standardized tests, it was like, wait, learning stops for a little while. And we get, like, to watch movies sometimes during the day, and we're eating popcorn and eating peanuts and stuff. I thought it was really strange. And then, you know, you take these tests for, like, an hour or two. It's like a weird break from the regular school day,
mm-hmm.
and instead you're doing state-mandating testing. Well, one kindergarten teacher said, I've had enough of this. We've done enough with the state-mandated tests. We do, like, I think she lists over 20 different state-mandated tests already. And now they're introducing another one.
And this state of Florida, not a Fed test.
Yeah, that's okay. Correct. This is a Florida test, and it's called the FAIR test.
Mm.
it's an acronym.
I suspect it's anything but.
Yep. And this one, it's particularly annoying to her, or she thinks it's disruptive to the learning process because it can require, like, 30 to 60 minutes of sit-down time one-on-one with the teacher helping the students fill out this test, which happens on a computer. So if the student, for example, double-clicks the mouse and skips a question, there's no way to go back. And so it's real clunky, this test. It's going to be very time-consuming. And, of course, while the teacher's giving this standardized test one student at a time, what's the rest of the class doing? I mean, you're going to have to, like,
eating popcorn, I guess.
You're going to have teachers team up. I mean, this could take hours. It could take about an hour per student. You got a class of 25. That's going to take all week or several weeks. So here's the story from WashingtonPost.com, where Valerie Strauss writes, teachers are increasingly speaking up about the onslaught of standardized tests that students in all grades, including kindergarten, are required to take in public schools today.
You know, my son goes to school, they just run around outside.
Yeah.
Well, some are refusing to administer the tests, which can result in a teacher being dismissed for a breach of contract.
Wow.
Here is a letter from a Florida kindergarten teacher, Susan Bowles of Lawton Shields Elementary School in Gainesville, Florida. She posted this to Facebook to the parents of the students in her class, detailing the tests she's expected to get.
Is it Lawton
Childs?
Okay.
But a politician. Who the hell knows these people are?
I was running
into
my head.
We happen to know we live there.
I'm just trying to think if there was another. Was it a hyphenated name?
I should have asked before giving the story, but thank you for the correction. So she writes this letter on Facebook.
She's a former governor. Whoopie-doo.
Okay, great. She writes a letter to the parents of her students and posts it on Facebook. So that's pretty cool. She's pretty progressive. She explains that she will no longer give the Florida Assessment for Instruction in Reading, or FAIR, test to her students anymore, even if it costs her her job.
Incredible.
She gave permission to publish it, so here it is. By the way, she's getting a lot of support on Facebook. Here's what she wrote. To the parents of the boys and girls in my class, I wrote you a letter over the weekend to let you know I'm refusing to administer the FAIR test to your precious little ones. I had hoped to send you an email or letter, but it would not be professional of me or allowed by the school district. for a letter to go out letting you know I'm doing something that's a breach of contract and therefore against the law. I want you to know that for the 26 years I have been a classroom teacher, I have been a good employee, and I have always complied with my superiors. I want you to know that this is not in any way being done because our principal or superintendent are mandating these tests. This is a government issue. So this decision does not involve anyone I work for. It is an act of civil disobedience. I am hoping for government change in policy regarding testing. That's her letter.
Hmm.
So
she couldn't send the letter. She had to post it to Facebook?
Well, that's her explanation to Facebook. She actually has a letter that she comprised, and that has been listed. It's quite a lot longer. She goes into detail about all of these different tests that the students have to administer. I'll rattle off just a couple. She says there's math benchmark tests. There are three of these. There are reading unit tests. Beginning this year, end-of-course tests are required for all students, K through 12. There are discovery education tests. There are four of these each year. I mean, the list goes on and on. So she's saying, we don't need another one.
Mm.
It takes up too much classroom time. I've been teaching for 26 years, and I just want to teach my students.
Yeah.
I don't want to be some lackey for the government.
You know, it's not like she bugged out on the first standardized test that came through, mm-hmm. just the most unwieldy and stupid one to come along. I have to say I stand with her. It's not the most principled stand in the world, but I mean, likely you didn't get to be a kindergarten teacher by being terribly principled.
Also, people don't find their principles on the first day of their job either. I mean, yeah. Sometimes it takes a while for you to realize something's really wrong here. Huh. I've had enough of this, you know? So it builds up, right? One test builds on another test and builds on it, and it gets more burdensome over time. And finally, you finally realize that you're willing to do something about it. So
well,
good for her.
There's been a response from the superintendent of the public schools, and it may not be what you expect. Quote, with all of the recent media attention surrounding the decision by local teacher Mrs. Susan Bowles not to give the state-mandated FAIR test to her students, I wanted to ensure that parents, teachers, and other citizens understand the district's position on this issue. So here it comes.
Okay.
I've met personally with Mrs. Bowles, and I praise her as an excellent teacher. She blah, blah, blah. She's never been on our bad side. I'm going to skip to the bottom to let you know that they say, in the meantime, this is the grand conclusion, I would encourage anyone who has issues with the FAIR test in particular, or testing in general, to contact their local legislators and other state leaders. The school board has shared its concerns with these leaders for several years, as have I. However, they need to hear from you, the parents and citizens, on this very important issue. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to work.
You don't think that they're going to care?
No, they don't care. As he said, he's the superintendent of the schools, and he's been speaking to them for years.
Yeah. So he's not firing her, though.
No, not firing her.
And it would have to be him who fires her, right?
Like, it seems to me that, yes, he is in the position of authority over Mrs. Bowles, and he is not firing her. Just wants her to comply with the law, but who knows what's going to happen.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You take control.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So plenty of time for your calls and thoughts here, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And we are teamed up with Midas Resources. Midas is the company that actually owns our syndicate. Midas is the best option for you for gold and silver online or by phone. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com. They've got some amazing pieces there. Pieces, I guess, is the appropriate term for these things.
Well, some of them are coins, some of them are pieces. And some, you know, some of them are rounds, that kind of thing.
And when you go to gold.freetalklive.com, they'll show you some of the featured items that they have. You can also call them up at 877-857-9938. That's toll-free, 877-857-9938. I have purchased gold and silver from Midas Resources, mostly silver, though, because it's more affordable. They also do the junk silver, as it's called, which is a terrible name for
coin
for
silver.
It's the 90%. The 90%. They got the 0.999 fine stuff, and they got the 90%. Ted Anderson and the crew over there at Midas want to take care of you. So go to gold.freetalklive.com. And we talk a lot about alternative currencies here on Free Talk Live. Gold and silver is a great historic check against the inflation of the U.S. dollar. You know the government is not good with money. They just keep printing it out and giving it to their buddies, which means that it becomes worth less over time. Gold and silver historically have kept up with that, meaning that if you have gold and or silver, it holds its value over time compared to the U.S. dollar, which loses value over time. And so you can hook yourself up and protect your money with gold and silver through gold.freetalklive.com. All right, so our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Derek J., was there more to say about the Florida story with the teacher?
No, just that I think she's awesome, and, you know, she's getting a lot of support from parents and teachers on Facebook and other social media.
Are there haters? Does she have people who are on the attack, or is it just, like, all over support?
I'm sure there are haters, but the articles that I've read don't mention them, and it really seems to be more overwhelming support than anything. I think, you know, there's like an incentives problem here with the standardized testing, and it's the kind of incentive problem that often comes from government where they don't have a release valve, or they don't have a mechanism or any feedback for, are we doing too much?
People are not liking this, but they're not stopping.
Yeah, are we getting in your way? I mean, are we intruding here?
Teachers are complaining on an education. Administrators are complaining. Parents are complaining.
For
but
years.
They keep adding new tests.
Yeah, they just keep going. So it takes someone like Susan Bowles to say, I'm not going to administer this test. I'm just not going to do it.
And she put her job on the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a brave woman.
Yeah, 26 years as a kindergarten teacher. It's not like she's saying, you know, oh, I just started this job and I can lose it and I don't have some pension on the line.
That's a great
point. She's got a serious risk here.
She's 4 years away from that pension, and usually it's pretty hard to get fired as a government bureaucrat. But if you, as she's saying here, breaks her contract and refuses to do what she's instructed to do by the state, her masters, then they could probably break her contract at that point, and then she wouldn't receive whatever the pension would be. So, yeah, a lot of teachers in her position would just hunker down and they'd do what they're told because they just want to collect the pension.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Hey, when you're so close to all that money, I mean, why not just keep
go
your head
along.
Down and,
go along to get along. So, I agree that she's heroic for doing that. It'd be nice if we saw more people within the structure, the institutions of the state actually standing up for whatever it is they believe in.
Yeah.
She, you know, she may not give a whit about freedom, but at the very least she cares about the freedom to do her educating in the way that she wants.
Especially the people in the Gainesville area, because that's where she's located. Like, I think it would mean more if administrators and teachers in her school district decided to, that they were also not going to
jump on
their
board.
Yeah. Like, it would be great to see other peaceful resistors everywhere.
Yeah.
But specifically there would be, I think, optimal, because it would send the strongest message to say, like, hey, we're in this together. She's not alone. She's not some lone voice over
here. The Department of Education or whatever it is in Florida, you know, up in Tallahassee, is getting the message, it looks like we're losing Gainesville.
Yeah,
you know,
we're losing a lot of teachers. I mean, because if it's just one putting up a resistance, you could be replaced.
Sure.
You know, it's easy to replace one teacher. But when it's 5 or 10.
A whole department.
That starts to get, you might sweat a little bit if you're a bureaucrat who has to fill those seats. So I would love to see more peaceful resistance in this area. Congratulations, Susan.
Yeah, it's interesting because the administrator or superintendent, I think is the word, he actually wrote a letter about this and essentially affirmed that he's not going to fire this lady. Which I think is interesting because she is standing alone. He's not going ahead and taking the axe to her.
Yeah.
And he does have sort of two different masters in a way, right? Like, he does, I guess in theory, the Department of Education is above him. The superintendent's the highest boss in Gainesville. But above him, there probably are several bureaucrats at the state level. However, he's likely hired by the school board in the area. If it's anything like it is here in New Hampshire, it's the school board that kind of does the hiring and the firing of,
I think that's how it works in most areas
and things like that. So ultimately, if he upsets too many parents, there is the chance he could lose his job. So on one hand, he doesn't want to cross the boundaries and upset too many parents by firing this lady. On the other hand, he still has to juggle the political ramifications of what might happen from the state level. But it seems like he's made the choice and has sided with the local folks rather than the people in the state.
Fear breeds fear. Courage breeds courage.
Sure does.
I hope that he's inspired by the courage of his teacher here, Susan, and that he joins her courageously in standing up against his masters.
Let's go to Chris in Tallahassee, actually, where all those terrible laws are made. Chris, you're listening to WVFT there in Tally. Well, good evening. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you. Where we also have a Walton Childs High School. I just find it interesting that we're testing more and more and more days out of the school year to the point where we're teaching in the classroom form test preparation, and yet we're teaching less and less and less material. I'm 45. If I go back and find a spelling book or an English book or some kind of reading comprehension type book from my youth, it's creepy, the difference in my son's books and the books I had. And then, of course, you go back and get my dad's books, and that, you know.
Why? What's creepy? Yeah, what's creepy about it?
What's creepy is that the math books of the 1950s, 1960s look like college textbooks of today. It seems like the material is dumbed down, and it's not the quality of education we once had, yet we're testing more and more and more. And when I was in school, we had one test at the end of the school year to measure what you learned as a child and where you should be the next year, not where your teacher should be, or, you know, if you're too smart, then the rest of the class needs to be taught less next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, it was done to make sure that the student was learning aptly. And
that's interesting. There are a lot of people who have made that observation that the school system has dumbed down over the years. And I think there's something to that. I really do. I don't think it's because the teachers are trying to dumb people down.
I don't think the teachers get a chance to teach.
Well, I don't think teachers get in the profession to not teach, as
right.
the same way that doctors don't get into medicine and spend the time and effort and money it takes to be that, you know, be a doctor to not save lives or cure diseases, you know.
And, yeah, absolutely. But when they get into the job, they don't know going into it how bureaucratic it's going to be and how, you
exactly.
know, dumb rules they're going to have to follow and stupid tests they're going to have to give out and forms and paperwork and whatever other nonsense they have to deal with from these administrations and these state bureaucrats. Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. So that's it. A lot of teachers get in with the intention of educating, but then they find out they're in a lot of ways hamstrung by the system, and it's really tragic, and it's the kids that suffer as a result. So best thing you can do is keep your kids out of the government schools. That's probably the best
my plan.
We're coming up Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we're here to take your calls. You just dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. And it's easier to get on the air than you might think. 855-450-3733. I know a lot of people think, oh, it's a national show. We'll never get on. Believe it or not, it's pretty damn easy to get on Free Talk Live. You can also call us up on Skype. I know we're not supposed to tell you that. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can connect with us that way. Just send a quick contact request, and it will be approved. So, plenty still to get on here, and I'm only going to get to some of it. In fact, maybe we'll get a chance to get your story in here tonight, Mark. The one about police domestic abuse. Everybody's all up in a tizzy about NFL stars being domestic abusers, or at least one of them being. I don't know. I haven't heard all the details on that, but I've seen some of the headlines. NFL domestic abuse. They need to change their policy. Well, what about the police departments of the country?
Well, I saw some dude jack the hell out of his wife or something in an elevator.
An NFL guy?
Yeah. NFL guy. And I don't like. I don't keep up on this. And obviously, I don't support, you know, punching women and people in the face.
Punching anyone, yeah.
But I think that it's interesting that people are all in a tizzy about this. Like, violence in the NFL specifically, and violence in, from people in sports generally. But I think the NFL, it's a harder-hitting sport than most of them. And it's a concern for people. People are always concerned about violence in the NFL. Now, I don't support tackle football at all. I think that we do fine with flag football in professional sports. The athletics would still be there. Mm-hmm. They'd still have to block and things like that. Still even have late hits. But there's another group of people that deal with violence, even on a more regular basis, perhaps, than NFL players, that are far more likely to abuse their spouses. So this is an excerpt from The Atlantic. I'm going to chop out a bunch of this, telling stories and things like that, talking about what happened with the NFL. You either know what happened with this football player or you don't.
I know enough.
And there's an American profession that has a significantly more alarming problem with domestic abuse. I'd urge everyone who believes in zero tolerance for NFL employees caught beating their wives or girlfriends to direct as much attention, or ideally even more attention, at police officers who assault their partners. Several studies have shown that the romantic partners of police officers suffer domestic abuse at rates significantly higher than the general population.
I believe it.
While all partner abuse is unacceptable, is it especially problematic when domestic abusers are literally the people that battered and abused women are supposed to be calling for help?
Yeah.
If there's any job that domestic abuse should qualify a person, disqualify a person from holding, it isn't one that gives you it's one that gives you a lethal weapon, trains you to stalk people without their noticing, and relies on your judgment and discretion to protect the abused against domestic abusers. The opportunity, opprobrium heaped upon NFL for failing to suspend or terminate domestic abusers and the virtual absence of similar pressure directed at police departments leads me to believe that many people don't know the extent of domestic abuse among officers. This is somewhat surprising since a country shocked by Ray Rice's actions ought to have been more horrified by the most egregious examples of a domestic abuse among police officers. Their stories end in death. As the National Center for Women in Policing noted in a heavily footnoted information sheet, two studies have found that at least 40% of police officer families experience domestic violence.
40% is a huge number.
In contrast to 10% of families in the general population.
Wow.
A third study of older and more experienced officers found a rate of 24%, indicating that domestic violence is 2 to 4 times more common among police families than American families in general.
Why?
Well, I don't know the answer to that.
Speculate.
Bullies are attracted to positions of power.
Yeah, but why are the women choosing these bullies?
It may not be just women. It could be the female cops attacking their male partners as well.
Yeah, I hadn't considered that.
But you got to consider that that uniform states, I am going to be paid well. I'm going to be taken care of. I can take care of you. I have the best health, medical, dental, and optical insurance that that taxpayer money can buy. I mean, it's really out. It's laid out there.
Probably
I'm going to be
like
paid.
Roman soldiers had the same, same rates, right?
Well, let's look at soldiers versus police, because a lot of people go into the armed services with the expectation that somehow the uniform is going to get them, attention from the opposite sex, and I don't think that that's really the case.
Oh, come on, it definitely is the case.
Not that much attention. The fact is when you're standing there in a Spec 4 outfit, all you're saying is I earn something like minimum wage.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, come on, no.
Brother, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there is something special to the uniform. And I can say it as a person who, like, hates the uniform, hates the Army, but is still attracted to it. There is still something about that.
Something about a man.
Well, why
uniform.
Can't something? Why can't somebody wear, you
it
know.
It has to be the attractive uniform, no. Not those saggy, ugly, new camo.
Why can't someone wear clothes that are just pressed or something? What is it about a uniform?
There's power.
I think it's the power.
I think it's the power that's attractive. Power is attractive.
But a private or a corporal has no power. You're literally talking about a human being that is below you.
Yeah, but it's the power to bully anyone around you. If you've got the big muscles and you're the big tough guy and you've got the uniform on.
A lot of people in the military are 140 pounds.
It doesn't matter. You're the powerful guy.
I don't get
guy.
It. They're not powerful.
But they appear to be powerful.
Yeah, if you're riding around in a geek squad car,
everything I've heard from the military guys is that they couldn't get laid in a nun factory.
What?
I mean, nothing.
Okay, well, maybe it's different for the military than it is for the police.
That's what I'm trying to tell you!
Right,
for God's sakes, listen to the words that come out of my mouth!
All right. Well, anyway, it's the presumption of power, perhaps, at the very least with the police, there are people who are basically like, the women for sure, and I imagine there's probably other it works the reverse way, but women there's certain women who they want to have sex with police officers, like
yes.
That's their thing, they're cop groupies, like there's the fact that somebody's wearing
I'm
police
uniform. I'm completely acknowledging
yeah,
that.
Okay.
I say that
not
does
military.
Not translate nearly as well to military.
So then it wouldn't stand to reason that it's a power thing, that the women
I think
are
it's absolutely
to.
Power. I don't think people in the military have any power.
Okay.
I contend they are not strong, they are not powerful, they do not make good wages. Police officers may or may not be strong, but likely they are because they've recently, especially the young ones, have recently passed whatever cop test they have. They are powerful because they can shoot you and get away with it if that's what they wish to do, and they make darn good money. Now, if you're the low guy on the staff totem pole, you're less likely to get the overtime, but when when they get overtime, they do very well. And oftentimes when they're in their retirement, getting close to retirement, they'll be given even more overtime because their pension is based on, you know, 75% of what they were making in the, over the last 3-5 years or whatever it is.
I also speculate that there's probably a higher percentage of domestic abuse in police officer relationships because people take their work home with them sometimes. Like, if you're a therapist, you probably try out some, I don't know, psychology with your significant other when you come home. Or you're talking. You use these skills. And what skills do police officers use every day?
Intimidation.
Beating people up and intimidation and making threats. Well,
and frustrating.
They're going to bring that home.
The job's frustrating in a very physical way. You know, it can be very difficult. You know, you thought the bad guy you were supposed to get wasn't the bad guy. Whatever it is you might be thinking, this, you know, it's tough. And
but none of that's an excuse for violence, right? And obviously there are cops who go home and they don't do violence.
60% of them, at least.
Yeah. But I also have to wonder how much protection is going on, too. I bet there's a lot of that. I don't know if the full Atlantic article goes into that.
It does actually go into that many times these cases are
brushed under the rug.
Well, they're handled internally essentially, rather than externally. Yeah. And that's a pretty big deal.
Oh, hey, Officer Johnson's wife was at the battered women's shelter the other day. Why don't we get her out of there? Why don't we set her up in a nice home somewhere? So, I mean, what do they do, this behind the scenes, that could fudge these numbers? Is that what you're speculating?
Well, no, but what I mean is the word comes into the department that Officer so-and-so may have abused his wife, and they just managed to keep it quiet. They don't do anything about it.
Accepted. Yeah. So, you're beating your domestic partner. I show up at your house. I may not even know it's your house. You come out and
do like a wellness check.
Hey, Mark, how are you? And I say, oh, Derek, your house? Yep, absolutely. The wife and I were having a problem here. You know, she, came out of, or, you know, whatever. My domestic partner and I were having a problem.
Right,
and
he
hit me. I hit him. I really think this is just going to need to go, you know, whatever.
Give us some time to cool off, man.
Right. You use these code words.
Give us a break.
It says right here, typically cases of police violence are handled informally, often without an official report, investigation, or even a check of the victim's safety.
Just a nod and a wink.
Yikes. Scary stuff. Out of time. But join Derek J. for Peace News Now and all of his other wonderful things that he's doing. Several shows, actually. Go to derekj.me for more of him. And go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there until our next show tomorrow night. See you then.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense? Or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.